And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Show, you're listening to Mantra on CATR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath and I'll be here for the next hour playing various mantra based music, kirtan, stuff containing chanting, stuff to do with devotional culture. Today is going to be a special show, mostly, actually completely, pretty much dedicated to the indie band Martyrs of Sound, who are hailing from Independence, Oregon. And I just have a lot of really good music of theirs, and also had a chance to do a really nice interview with them at the Prana Fest gathering a few weeks ago. So the way that it all panned out is I had enough material to do a whole show dedicated to them and their music. So this is what we're going to do today. I'm going to start things off with the track Om Namo from Mantra Chill, and then we'll be back. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in the first part of the interview, starting with Steve Koch, and then hearing from Sarah Wiseman, who are the two main people that make up Martyrs of Sound. Steve Koch is spent many years working in the healing practice, various healing practices. In his early days, being involved with heavily with kirtan and devotional culture. And as you'll hear, I don't want to really give too much away in terms of the content of the interviews. Let's give you a little bit of initial background. And as a musician and a percussionist, multi-talented in that way. And Sarah Wiseman, probably best known as an author and also a radio host in the States, and then now known in recent years as also the singer, or the main singer for Martyrs of Sound, as something that just sort of came to her herself. And as you'll also hear during the course of the show and the interviews, so, as I said, we'll kick things off with Om Namo from the release Mantra Chill, and then intermittently I will come in and give you an idea of what's playing and the direction of how things are going to go. I hope you're doing good. Thanks for tuning in today. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Here in America, and one thing that drew me to that path was the music. I always loved it, but I just chanted it and joined in, was part of the crowd. And it wasn't until I was in my 40s, and so that was, did I already say I was 16 when I got, yes, just to get timelines here. So way longer after that, in my 40s, and I moved to Oregon here, and all these people were banging on big African drums, and I thought it looked fun, and I sat down on a drum and took to it, and then I started adding mantras to music, and then studied guitar. My neighbor taught guitar, and I wanted to learn a little of that, but I would only do it in my head mostly. I'd play my guitar for meditation at night, and Sarah said, "Well, are there words to any of these songs you're playing?" And I said, "Well, they're just mantras I hear him in my head as I'm playing. And she goes, well, why don't you record this stuff? And I said, I don't really, singing isn't my strong point, and I don't mind just hearing it in my head, but I'd like to record. And so we laid down some tracks, and then we thought, well, who's gonna do the singing? And Sarah said she'd sing to, like, as a placeholder, just to fill the spot. So when we brought someone into the studio, we said, this is what we're thinking, this is where we're going. And she opened her mouth and sang Om Namo Gurudev Namo, and that was the first one we recorded. And to me, that's important because that's the first mantra you chant at the beginning of any Kundalini yoga, and it's like the beginning prayer of, you know, humbling yourself and saying, okay, God, what's in store for me now? And she opened her mouth and her voice came out, and we all just said, oh, we didn't even know it. We've got the voice here, and that's how it all started.
Had a near-death experience in 2000, and at that point I had a big awakening, and I began to receive the spiritual teachings that I get in my writing, and I began to become psychic, but also apparently, I mean, I had sung a little bit in a church choir, but I was very bad. I mean, I would be the one hiding in the back singing really soft, and I don't know. It's almost like the awakening awakened my voice too, because I did not ever think that I would. It wasn't even in my imagination that this would be a part of my life.
Happen. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
This music, reggae music, is tell the whole world, you know. Telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR. Featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall, reggae music. On CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday.
For the love of Jack.
For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Ja bless and Ja guide and Ja out.
I'm looking at me.
Bless out.
Your mind on the rhythm and no wine in a ace. Glad I'm up here in a rubber, don't bless. Dance out.
Back, you listen to Mantra on CATR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So today's show, we're playing interviews and music by the Martyrs of Sound from Independence, Oregon. We heard part of the interview with Steve Koch and Sarah Wiseman, and we heard the track Angels from Songs for Loving and Dying. Currently listening to Govinda's Dream from the release Radhe's Dream, which we're going to hear more about and more of in a moment. But first I'm going to play another part of the interview where Steve is talking about his roots in the Sikh tradition and where it's brought him to now. And then after that we're going to hear the track Ananda from the release Uncoiled. And then we're going to get into a segment all about the newest release, Radhe's Dream.
I was caught between generations. The free love hippie generation was ending, and this new disco era cocaine fueled thing was picking up, and I wasn't interested in it. I didn't want to go where the older kids were going, where my friends were going, you know, in their lives. And I was probably a little bit afraid, and saw I had some friends already die in high school that were, you know, drug and alcohol related things. And I got several wake up calls, and like things often happen when the student's ready, the teacher appears. I was ready to get things on track and make some changes, and someone literally popped up next to me and said, "Oh, I'm going to this yoga class. Would you like to go?" And I went to a Kundalini yoga class and had my mind blown and thought, "I love this. I've got to pursue this. This is what's going to save me and get me out of the rut that I'm in." And I did, like, you know, any good, you know, fanatic Leo does, get into it 110% and devoted completely to it in every way possible and everything I could learn, and followed that path really strictly for, you know, 15 or so years. And then it, with other things, other interests, other desires for my spiritual growth, and just possibly even growing up and evolving and having things needing to be different, I became an independent spiritual being and walking my own path where every moment and everyone's my teacher. And had a really good relationship with Yogi Bhajan, and ran into him a few other times later in life and had wonderful meetings with him, and we loved each other dearly. But he even knew. He just said, "You're not supposed to be with me anymore," and it was all cool.
Thank you.
Kar Paria Shah Kavana Aya Shabadotta Kabo Hari Karaman Geneva Saya Kanina Kananda Horse and the Roman Paya.
mami sukya man ho visare kahe nane fi man mere sadar ho har nale ram kale mehlati janandi ko har satgur prasad.
The Radhe came out of the it's funny because this is from a friend of mine who lives down in Santa Monica. His name is Christopher Tin, and he's a young Asian man growing up, grew up in America, who did an hour-long piece that was the Lord's Prayer sung in Swahili by the Soweto Gospel Choir with the London Philharmonic Orchestra backing him. And I was like, that's world music, yeah, for sure. But he did this hour-long piece based on just that one item, and I thought, I want to do that. I want to have an hour-long piece that people can use for massage or meditation that's seamless and won't have any spikes in it. Like, if you go into a deep, relaxed trance, nothing's going to pop you out of it.
That one was the love story of Radhe and Govinda, which we just wanted to create that. That was the story arc for the whole album, you know, of their being apart and then meeting and coming together and recognizing each other, and then that relationship.
The longing.
The longing.
The feeling. And my mom was passing during the year and a half we were working on it, so there was a lot of emotion in it. Yeah. So all this longing and connection and the, you know, the feminine power and all those elements were playing into it.
Not religion, but it's the antithesis of religion. It's the new spirituality and ways of, maybe they wouldn't be attracted or understand mantra, or but they might understand nature, or they might understand psychic, or they might, one of the different little fields of the same idea. It's just, they're hungry. The faster the information can get out there, the better.
And it's being disseminated in different ways. Like,
yeah. Yeah, this Eastern flavor is just one way. It's lots of ways. I think there's great progress and enlightenment coming in nature, ecology, many ways, not just this part.
Radhe.
usually experience deep relaxation almost immediately, which might be for many people a very new thing. Just the way that the kirtan creates a sort of a trance type effect. Just the looking around here today, the relaxation is amazing, and you just are not seeing that in. That's a direct reflection of what the music does to you. Heart opening, deep relaxation of. And then from there, it's very easy for consciousness to go up.
I think people would find it, I think beautiful would be a word people would say. They would be just struck by the beauty of the sound, and let alone the environment, which is strikingly beautiful, but the sounds itself are so almost haunting at times and have such a primal resonance that it doesn't matter if you've heard it or know it or understand it, there's something that speaks to people because it's in all our collective consciousness.
The kirtan here today is, it's not Indian kirtan for the most part, or there's some Sikh kirtan, but it's modern kirtan done in a very, everyone's doing things very differently, so that's interesting too. Kirtan
right.
Fusion. Kirtan.
Because
yeah.
Right, the people who just finished on stage, Simrat Kaur and I forget the Sunshine Band or something like that, these are people who... They're a generation that I don't know of the Sikhs, but I, if they were born into it, which I think a lot of them were, I know their parents and grew up with them. And she started playing this song, the Singhkar's Song of Bliss, the one that, "Oh, my mother, I'm in ecstasy, for I have found the true guru." And she started playing that, and that my first summer solstice with Yogi Bhajan in the mid-70s, and Singhkar got on stage, and she has since passed away, and she was a dear friend, and I just miss her so much. And when Simrat started singing that, I started getting all teary-eyed, because it took me right back to 1975 and standing in the mountains in New Mexico with beautiful people, just not wandering, because no people are... It's like, what's it with this intent? You have intent to just kind of wander, so it's not... Western thinking, we think wandering, you know, you're lost, you don't have anything to do. But people are strolling and loving just the beautiful day, and those strains of music are playing in the air. And for me, it meant something real special. But I saw young people sitting there listening to the words and swaying back and forth, and they may never have heard that song before, and they were just being touched by it again.
proud to sponsor the 17th Amnesty International Film Festival, taking place November 2nd through the 4th at Pacific Cinemathèque Theatre in downtown Vancouver. The festival will show 9 films from around the world, which will highlight a variety of human rights matters and will include guest speakers, the presence of other community groups, and ways for the public to take action on said matters. So come join in on one of the biggest human rights film festivals in the country. For more information or to buy tickets, you can check out www.amnesty.ca/VFF.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing, Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
We're back. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The show is called Mantra. Today we're featuring Martyrs of Sound, some of their music and interview done a few weeks ago at Piranha Fest in Oregon. And the last segment we heard the track Ananda from Uncoiled, followed by a couple of pieces from the release Radhe's Dream, and also ending with Within You, Without You from Mantra Chill, and some segments there of Steve and Sarah talking about Friday's Dream, and also just more about their journey and the Kirtan experience in general, and also specifically at Piranha Fest. Currently listening to Om Shanti from Friday's Dream. Also going to hear Song of Jai from the same release, and mixed in with the last part of the interview, basically a segment just talking about the longing for connection. That's kind of what we see with Radha and Krishna. This is the Leela between Radha as the feminine diviner energy of the Supreme, and Krishna as the Supreme male aspect of the Supreme, and this divine relationship that happens. I should mention, it's popped into my head, that the Ananda track, the first track we played, featuring the chant Ekankar Satgur Prasad, just wanted to give a little bit of a translation for that. One translation I found, which I thought was quite nice, very simple. It says, there is only one creator who is realized by his grace. This is coming from the Sikh tradition. So we'll get into the next segment, and we're going to cap things off with a track by Simrit Kaur at the very end, a live recording. In a few minutes' time, I'm going to close the show proper. I hope you're doing good. Especially with Simrit Kaur and singers like her, she has such like longing in her voice. She has that separation, mood, right? And it's like that really hits you, you know, when somebody projects that.
Oh yeah,
you know, you can really feel that. Like, you know. And I think, you know, perhaps we all have that longing on some level, just to have that, to reconnect with the soul like that.
Yes, longing for the divine, always. That's the deepest.
I think everything we're all running around in our culture doing, buying, entertaining, all these things we're doing are trying to get to that spot. It's like we're barking up the wrong tree. You know, the getting more things isn't going to do it. But I don't think people get things because they're inherently, you know, capitalistic or shallow. I think they're longing for that feeling of feeling fulfilled, and a lot of things temporarily fulfill it. Getting entertained, which is nothing wrong with getting entertained, but if that's all you're doing and trying to get that instant fix, it never answers it. And it's nice to see that this is getting more exposure, these type of festivals and the music and yoga, because when I was growing up, people thought you were saying yogurt, and then even half the people didn't even know what yogurt was. Okay, so it was so far beyond it that, and vegetarianism was considered an eating
clip for the intro.
Vegetarianism was an eating disorder. So things have changed so much, and it's so great to see it. I sound like some old guy, but I've got nothing going except being an elder anymore. So I'm playing the elder card, okay? I'm going to play the elder card and say, these youngsters here, I'm so proud of them. I love seeing that, you know, the little things that so many of us were doing back then in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, pushing, trying to get natural foods accepted and yoga and, you know, trying to teach yoga and being turned down, you know, going to community colleges or churches and trying to get a space to teach yoga and having people literally chase us out. You know, I'm sure that still happens some places, but the attitudes have shifted so much and the exposure that it's gone to. And then what can that do but just be, you know, help usher everyone's consciousness into a more more unified state. It's really lovely to see.
This morning, at least, came in and were saying how much they wanted like this infusion of this wasn't the words they used, but they wanted an infusion of the divine or infusion of community to sort of help buoy them up in their regular life. And I think that's one of the reasons the festivals are important. You just come in here and remember what you already knew, and then you take that back out with you into real world, it's all real world, but you just take it back out where things are a little rougher and not so supporting.
And that has an effect on the greater community.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Yeah, every person who leaves here is going to go back and take a bit of light to their own community and touch it in ways that will spark who knows what. Mm-hmm.
Brings us to the end of the interview segment for Marches of Sound and also music. Some really nice subject matter discussed in the course of that interview. It was a real pleasure spending some time with both Steve and Sarah at the Prana Fest Festival a few weeks ago, and doing that interview. A few announcements to make before we cap things off with a track by Simrit Kaur. Coming up in the next little while, there's if you're a fan of Dave Stringer, he's kind of, if you're into sort of bluesy rock gospel kind of kirtan chanting, then you might like Dave Stringer. You can check him out if you're listening south of the border in Bellingham, Washington, on the 9th. That's going to be happening at 8 p.m. at Present Studio, which is 1412 Cornwall Avenue in Bellingham. And then on the 10th in Vancouver, if you're in Vancouver, Give Peace a Chant Community is going to present at the St. James Hall, 10th and Trutch in Kitsilano. Dave Stringer. I don't know the start time for that, but go to givepeaceachant.org and you can find out more information about that show coming up in a week or so, 9 days. Also, Sparrow will be joining the Kirtan that evening as well. And I think that's about all I have for announcements this week. Thanks for joining. The last track is going to be Simrit Kaur. And she was also, as you heard, may have heard in the interview, there with the Martyrs of Sound folks. She was not only in the background on stage during some of that interview, but also we mentioned about her, I guess just her potency in singing, her connection that she manages to express through her singing, through her voice. And what she did at PranaFest and also at this recording you're going to hear is from the Bhakti Yoga Shala in Santa Monica. We heard last week from Govindas of Govindas and Radha, and that's their place that they run there in Santa Monica, Los Angeles. And in last December, Simrit Kaur and her band played there, and they also performed this song that I'm going to play right now. And this is a cover of Mazzy Star's Fade Into You, a very famous song from a few years ago that was written by Hope Sandoval, who is the lead singer for Mazzy Star. And a lot of deep emotion in this song. Maybe that's the reason why it became so popular. People can connect with such depth like that we have that within us. The path of bhakti is about connecting that emotion with the source, or with the divine source. And that's why it's called bhakti yoga. Yoga means to reunion, or to connect. So what Simrit Kaur has done is she's turned this seeming love song into a devotional love song, and channeling in that way, and giving that back to everybody. So I think it's a really nice live recording. We're gonna hear at least half of it. It's quite long, but we've got enough time for about 7 or 8 minutes of it. And we'll be back next week for another installment of Mantra here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Go to mantrareadio.co on the internet if you'd like to connect with previous shows and listen to them. And also you can send feedback through the website. Also on Facebook, you can like us as Mantra Radio and get updates that way, and special links, that kind of thing. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you next week. Take care of yourself. Here is Simrit Kaur with a cover of Fade Into You, recorded live in December 2011. Namaste. Thank you.
Put your